Blog Talk Radio.
Unforgettable. Open your mind, take in all the delectables. Topics ranging from marriage to politics. Only the grown and mature can handle this. Please, they gon' change it from blog talk to hot talk. Real talk, real response, non-stop. Only talk radio keeps it moving. Wednesdays 9:30 p.m. Please tune in. Well. In the beautiful. It's incredible. It's incredible. You hear it. You hear it.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Art of Intimacy Show. I am your host, Miss Incredible. And my co-host, the Black Dr. Phil, will be joining us in a few minutes. I hope everyone is doing fine on this lovely July evening. And, hey, we have a caller. Let's go on to the phone line. Caller, your number ends in 0055. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hi, Mr. Incredible. It's Pound Cake. How you doing?
Hey, Pound Cake. I am fine. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks.
I'm missing my co-host a little bit.
Oh, okay. So we'll chat till he comes on.
So, how have you been enjoying your summer so far?
So far, so good. I met a new cutie, so I've been hanging out with him.
Okay, all right now.
Yeah. And, you know, going out on dates and just having fun.
Good, good. That's what it's all
about. Me, you know.
That's what it's all about,
yeah.
I hear you.
Yeah, so... What's good with you?
Everything is everything. Just trying to enjoy the summer, working hard, you know. Just working hard.
Yeah.
But, so it's a nice topic. Where has the love gone? I'm sure you can relate to this one. Have you ever been in a relationship where it just went downhill, you just fell out of love, and, you know, everything just,
yes,
you know, fell apart?
Yes. With a couple of guys, actually, but the main one was my oldest daughter's father. We were together for 3 years, and I just fell out of love with him. Like, he wasn't the same guy. Like, he changed over the years, and he wasn't as attentive as he, you know, was in the beginning.
Right.
Started taking me for granted and, you know, just not doing things that I needed to be done.
Right. So... he wasn't showing you any appreciation.
No appreciation. Like, we never lived together, but I would go over to his house and I would cook for him and, you know, try to keep the place tidy because not all men are tidy.
Right.
And he started taking that for granted. So I was like, you know what? I'm not Florence the maid. You ain't moving on up. You're not on the east side. So come on.
I know that's right.
Definitely.
I know that's right. Well, I'd like to thank you for calling in, Pound Cake. I have another caller on the line.
Okay, you're welcome.
Caller, your number ends in 8661. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hello, good evening. How you doing? This is Johnny Prince. How's it going on, sister?
Hey, Mr. Prince, how you doing?
I'm all right, Mr. Tenable. I'm all right, just sitting in, calling in, and showing my love and support as usual. And the topic
as
is
usual.
Yes, ma'am. So, the Black Dr. Phil, he's late. What's up, the Black Dr. Phil?
He's having difficulties.
Oh, difficulties. Okay. Well, hey, it happens.
Yes, he is missed, but he'll be joining us shortly. But it's all about you right now. So, where has the love gone? Have you ever been in a relationship where you just fell out of love?
Huh? Nah. It's usually you've outgrown the person, outgrown somebody and falling out of love is two different things. So usually,
right.
in my case, it was just that I was going in another direction. You know what I mean? And that was it. So it was just pretty much me growing as a person, because your individuality is very important. And if at the time I was working on myself, and that became kind of priority. And of course that was communicated. Without communication, of course nothing, stands. It wouldn't grow. So of course you have to obviously communicate. And if you don't communicate, the relationship will fall anyways. But once you communicate and express what's wrong and what you're trying to do, as an individual, then, hopefully it would work out. But, sometimes it doesn't, But, again, outgrowing
each other, right.
Outgrowing each other and falling out of love is just two different things. See, what I don't want people to think it's the same. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Definitely.
You have folks that do fall out of love, and then you have those that do outgrow each other, because if you are moving in a different direction and your partner is just not growing, you're not growing as a couple, then, of course,
right.
You definitely outgrow each other. And that's the goal, to grow as a couple as well as individuals.
Absolutely.
You should never
as
stop
well
growing with or without someone.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
You had mentioned that, you were working on a couple of things. You were working on yourself. So do you think you can be happy in a relationship while you're working on yourself?
Absolutely. If the other person is understanding and know your goal, if they're supportive, then if not, then, of course you're not going to be happy, because, of course, that the person is not supportive of what you're trying to do, especially if it's benefiting y'all. You know what I mean?
Right. So has your idea of happiness changed over time?
Has my idea of happiness changed over time? Yes, it has changed over time. I think, being happy is having someone is part of being happiness. I think, it's good to be happy alone, but you won't reach it, especially as a man, you won't reach your full potential, your full happiness, if you don't have, your significant other. That's what I believe.
I agree. I agree so much. I'm gonna hit the applause button twice.
Yeah, because, they got people out there. They got, yeah, they they got men and women that they be like, I don't need these girls. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Every man needs a woman. Sorry, and every woman needs a man. I don't care what anybody says.
I think that your partner, you know, they help you grow as a person, and you learn. You're supposed to learn from someone. The person that you're with. If you can't learn from the person, then it's like, why are you with them? You know, you're supposed to be able to help build this person up, grow together, learn. You know, I definitely agree with you on that one. I'm ready to hit the applause button again.
That's right. Woo!
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you. So,
definitely.
What's the longest relationship you've ever been in?
Shit. 7 years? 8 years?
All right.
This
is all
over.
Okay, you were in a relationship for 7 to 8 years. Did you continue to court your mate? Throughout the duration of the relationship, did it stop at one point?
Did I continue to what? I'm sorry.
Question me. Did you guys continue to, you know, like, bond, go on dates, enjoy each other's company, quality time, or did it just come to a point where it was like pass and go?
Yeah, after a while that stopped. After a while that stopped, and then it just, like, went down and, you know, finally broke up. But, you know, that was one of the things that probably could have just kept on. We should have kept on going, kept on doing. And, but, you know, it stopped. And that was that. And we just broke up. Maybe we just broke up.
You just said that like, hey, we just broke up. All right. Did you remember important dates such as anniversaries, birthdays? Did you, you know, remember to celebrate those dates that meant something to you both as well as her?
Yeah. I remember some dates. Of course, definitely the birthday, and it was some other dates I remember. I mean, this particular woman was was special and stuff. So, you know, it's not like you just forget the person. For me, in my case, you know, now I can. 8 years is a long time, you know.
8 years is a very long time.
So,
why are you laughing?
Because you laughing. You're conversation. You play too much. All right, good.
I'm just wondering what the black Dr. Phil is doing because, you know, he's very late.
Black Dr. Phil, please come in. Woo!
How do you let your partner know that they appreciate it?
By telling them, first of all, most of them, it's just, you know, you tell them and then you show them. And you show them by, you know, just spontaneous, like, just by doing things for them, just by just unexpected, you know, doings, you know, is the best way to show them that, you know, they appreciate it, you know what I mean? But you always want to communicate. Communication is, you know, first thing is tell them. And then your actions will follow. So you just can't just tell them, you know what I mean? You know, you want to tell them
right.
And then show them.
You can show them better than you can tell them.
Right, because sometimes just saying it is a lot. You know, women, people don't hear, you know, the I love you, the, you know, you mean so much to me, the, you know, you really appreciate me, you know, I really appreciate you, you really changed my life, you turn me around, you make me see. Just saying it alone, you know, could affect, you know, that person. So you always want to say it.
You don't know how it would affect them, whether you say it or you show it, but it's always best to do both.
Absolutely. Always best to do both.
Always best to do both.
But it's just scary though. It's kind of I guess it's another topic, but there is a lot of single black women out here, you know, and that gotta change. I think that it's a miscommunication between the two, you know, between, you know, men and women, you know, being that, you know, the struggles going on and everything that's happening, you know, to us, you know, in this country. And and how, you know, how divided we are, you know. I think that got to change. There's too many single women, you know, that are good women, and you know, a lot of brothers really need to
step up.
You know, find one. Yeah, step up and find one.
They have to be ready. They have to be ready.
Well,
you can be a good
woman.
You can. If the brother's not ready, it's not gonna work.
That's true, and I think that came, and that stems from the upbringing, you know. If
right.
They're not taught certain things, you know what I mean, and you know they just wouldn't be ready expecting, you know, certain things, and you know I think a lot of dudes just really don't know because they were just taught by, you know, a lot of women in their family were raised by their aunts and grandmothers, mothers, sisters, and there's no males in the house.
Well.
You know?
I would also like to add to that because you have some people who were raised to marry and build a family, right? And then you have some who were raised watching television, watching videos with jewelry and girls, girls, girls. So these guys in the video can't be married because they have girls hanging all over them. They have four women on them rubbing suntan lotion or whatever. Or you see people who you look up to who has three girlfriends or who's bringing three different girls to three different family barbecues, you know, throughout the whole summer. So which way would you go?
Mm-hmm.
You go the way you see. You mimic what you've seen, what you've been taught, which is either you build a family, which some people aren't used to seeing, marrying and trying to build a family, or trying to be, you know, trying to have video victims in their life.
Yeah,
so,
it's crazy because you don't have any sites of you don't have much sites.
Right.
There's not much, you know, it's always, you know, even in the commercials on TV, even in the shows, there's always a single parent. You know, there's always a single mom with the kids, the father coming over or reverse. You know what I'm saying? It's
a
never
single
like a
parent
couple.
A single parent or you have an older neighbor who happens to be single.
Right.
I mean, even from back in the day, wasn't Malone a single on your time?
Right, exactly.
So, I mean, again, television and sometimes in the upbringing and where you, you know, were brought up, your neighborhood is, you know, it's just what you see. But unfortunately, you do have a lot of good women out here, and it's hard. It really is hard to find a man that's ready.
You know, I talk to women and, you know, they y'all got it bad. I mean, I hear the stories. And then, you know, you see dudes and, you know, the way that's like I saw a video recently of a popular blogger. I didn't want to mention his name. And he just straight cursed out a black woman. They had a car accident or whatever. And they cursed out the black woman calling all types of, "That's why I hate you black bitches. You black bitches is no good. See this?" And I'm like, and this man has a wife and a daughter, a mother, a brother, a sister, an aunt, like all of them black. You know what I mean? But Dick, you come on this camera and, you know, you say, this is why I hate you black bitches. And unfortunately, this is a lot of men, you know, not even a lot of men, but, you know, a good majority of dudes, you know, they disrespect women like that, man. And you know, women want to date a bitch nigga. You know what I'm saying? Or deal with a bitch dude that do that, that disrespect women like that, you know what I mean? And there's a lot of them out there, man. I hear the stories.
Right, but what
it
gets
is.
Me, what to piggyback off of what you said, even though this is a little off topic, but what gets me is when I just lost my train of thought, Jesus.
Oh, well, yeah. So just get back to what I was saying. You got it?
Go ahead.
Okay. No problem. So, anyways, yeah, this I hear the story, from these from the women, and you know, it's like the same thing. Like, this nigga, he's a little kid, he's a little boy, like he don't even know. Like, it's like the same story, and you know, like what could it be? You know, like these dudes grow up and see their pops and they see their uncles and they see their older cousins deal with all these women.
Right. Okay.
Like said,
I remember,
you know,
what I was going to say now. You have men who do that, but the first time another man acts as though he's going to disrespect his wife or his lady, it's a problem. And then they want to preach about how men should respect women when he himself has a lack of respect for women, whether it's black, white, doesn't matter. The race is just, you know, she's a woman, period. So, but
Well,
we could bring it back to the love side.
I'm sorry, what you said?
When in a relationship, I said we could bring it back to the love side. When in a relationship, do you set aside quality time to spend with your partner? Or do you feel just being in the same household is quality time, whether you're in different rooms or just period?
No, quality time is the time you spend together. You ain't spending no time together if you're apart. You know what I'm saying? Even if you're in two different rooms, you're not together. You're not in one. You know what I'm saying? You're not in, like, you're not sharing a space, like an intimate space. Quality time is you sharing intimate space. Quality time is not, okay, you know, y'all just home together doing whatever. You know, he downstairs, you upstairs, or some shit. That's not quality time. Quality time is the time spent, you know, between, you know, you and your partner. You know, just that's just not necessarily have to have sex. It's just being intimate together in one setting, you know, just enjoying, you know, each other. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So, is quality time just as important to you as it is to her?
Oh, most definitely, absolutely. You know, men, you know, we need that time as well, man. You know, we physical beings. We like to touch. We like to smell. We like to feel. We need that. We need that quality time. It is very important for a man. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, man. I mean, just because, you know, we men and, you know, we macho, quote unquote, or, you know, but it definitely is important. You know, because it's like solidified. It's like you'll say, oh yeah, she definitely, yeah, she loves me. She's just my girl. Yeah, you know, it's kind of like there's no doubt because she likes to spend that quality time. You know what I mean?
Okay. How do you greet your mate? Do you greet her with a smile, a kiss, both hugs? How do you greet her?
Generally, with a kiss, it always should be with a kiss. You know, you can add a hug if you want, but you know, it always should be I think the kiss, you know, and or a hug, you know, it transfers energy. So, you know, I think that if you greet with a hug or a kiss, you know, that should be done every day. You know what I'm saying? It should be throughout the day. You know, that's what I think.
Throughout the day. That means plenty of kisses.
Plenty of kisses.
All right. Do you text those sweet little nothings too throughout the day? Do you show attention daily, like not just when you're in each other's presence? Do you show attention, you know, throughout the work day?
Yeah, you should. You have to. Because, you know, especially for women. Women, I mean, not even, I don't want to say especially for women.
Wait, I can't make out what you're saying.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not even going to say especially for women. I'm going to take that back. Just in general, if anybody in a relationship, yeah, you most definitely need to show that attention. I mean, you ain't got to be, you know, calling every few minutes or whatever, but, you know, just a text or just the fact that you're being acknowledged and or acknowledging you, that's great. You know what I mean? That's intimate. You know what I mean?
Right. She pays attention to those things also. I say this all the time. Women require attention. Just like men are physical beings and they like to smell, touch, and do all those wonderful things, women require attention, whether it be a call or a text. I'm sorry?
I still heard that.
We do require attention. I mean, some men rather text than call because, you know, it doesn't take up as much time, but texting works as well.
Definitely. Brothers out there, you out there, man, you know, show yourself some attention. Because another nigga word.
How often do you compliment your lady?
That should be done often as well. You know, because, again, it goes back to, you know, because we're struggling, man. We're struggling as a people. You know what I mean? And it just feels good to know that, okay, my partner, you know, acknowledges me, loves me, or, you know, show attention, show affection, and compliments me. You know what I'm saying? You know, and that, I think, you know, all of that combined just, you know, it just makes that person just feel good. You know, and when they go out into the world, it's like, okay, you know, they're going up with their head high. And you know, it's not a care in the world, and all because of, you know, they're significant other, you know what I mean? I mean, I'm not going to say all because of it, but, you know, that helps. You know, that attitude helps, you know what I mean? Most definitely compliment your girl, you know? Show her.
It always helps, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely helps. It helps build her. It helps build her up, build her confidence, especially around you. Not that she doesn't have any, but, you know, it's always welcome to go through the roof. So the more confident you feel, the sexier you are.
Ooh, yeah. And amongst other things, you know. Absolutely. I mean, you know, because if the woman is feeling sexy, you know, it's like, you know, the appeal is just, you know, out the roof. And then, anyways, yeah.
Right, she definitely, you know, have you on her back.
Mm-hmm.
If she, do you equate good? do you equate good sex with happiness in a relationship?
No, I mean it's definitely. Just because you have great sex doesn't mean that, you know, your relationship is happy. You know, it's just a component you use to help you, or you know, that helps you, you know, get happy, get to that point. But, you know, it doesn't mean that you're happy. It just means that you just got a partner that provides really good sex.
Do you think good sex will keep someone in a relationship that they definitely, you know, they have no business being there, like the relationship should have been over?
No. I don't, you know, everybody's different, you know what I mean? There's women that stay around, that stays there just because they never been rocked like that before, and vice versa. So these are dudes, they never.
I was about to say, you know, you have some dudes that are just open.
Especially for dudes. Yeah, especially for guys, man. Guys be open, they can't leave her alone. You know, even though she would type of smack shit out you and could disrespect you and all the types of other stuff, dude would put up with it because, you know, sloppy is just like crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely seen a lot of toxic relationships continue because of the sex being good. So they feel like, you know, it was just normal to them. Depending on where you're from, what you've experienced and how you were raised, you know, you never know what someone's normal is. And that was just normal to them. And the sex definitely kept them in a toxic relationship.
Mm-hmm. As far as, you know, sex is just one of those components that you shouldn't really play with because, You know, there's emotions attached to that. So, you know, you gotta be careful with that, with sex.
So, what is your opinion, or can you just tell us from a man's perspective how important it is for a woman, or just a couple, period, to maintain their own individual interests and hobbies?
It's very important because you came in as an individual. I mean, you didn't come in with somebody. You came in as you. You came in with you.
Right.
You came in with only you. You know what I'm saying? So it was important to sustain and maintain your individuality. You know, you don't want to give that up, because that's all you have. That's what you have when you enter a relationship. So now if you give that up for a relationship, then you have nothing. There's nothing you can offer your partner. If now you don't have your individuality, like you, like everything is just, you know, for that relationship and nothing for you. You can't do
right.
that. You know what I mean? You have to worry about you as well. So individuality is very, very important. Without your individuality, there's nothing. There's no relationship. There's no really nothing.
I also feel like, you know, definitely you need to maintain your individuality, because you cannot make your life all about your partner.
Right.
People who make their life all about their partner, when and if they do break up, it's over for them. They are done, because they don't know what life is like without this person. So if you maintain your individuality, you maintain your life as an individual as well, you have hobbies, you have your friends, you go out from time to time. It doesn't always have to be with your mate. Not saying you need to be in the street 4 days out of the week without your partner, but you can go out once or twice a month and do things that you enjoy. It's you know, give your partner a little breathing space. You get a little breathing space. The breathing room is always good. You don't want anybody to feel suffocated. So it's always good to step away and enjoy yourself without your partner every once in a while. And, you know, it'll be great when you come back together and spend that quality time again.
Right. I agree 1,000%. Maybe, I guess how often you should be an individual, or how often you should, you know, do what you like, would determine, I guess that would be determined with, you know, the two people. So you said once or twice a month, right? You can't go out with his
right.
boys.
I'm
you
saying,
know,
what?
I guess, you know, some people, you know, because you said like once or twice a month. Like, you should be able to go out once or twice a month. I'm like, that. Once or twice a month, you know? Okay.
I mean, it could be more than that. I'm just saying, it's not limited too, but at least
yeah,
once or
yeah,
twice
absolutely.
A month, because you don't want to have the partner that's like, oh, you're going out with the guys again, because she doesn't have anybody that she enjoys hanging out with. So now she's sitting at home sad because you decided to hang out with your boys and she wants your attention. That's a time where she can go out and hang out with her girl. Or she'll understand
absolutely.
You hanging out with your boys because she enjoys hanging out with her girls. They may not be going out tonight, the same night that you're hanging out with your boys, but she's going out with her girls next weekend. But she basically understands that it's okay to go out with your friends and have fun, and, you know, that we need that time. We need that time away. We need that time to go hang out with our people. So she'll be more understanding.
I think that's missing in a lot of relationships. I think a lot of people forgot about their individuality. You know, once you're into a relationship, it doesn't mean you just disregard yourself, and, you know, in this relationship it's become your life. You know, you're still an individual. So, you know, both parties should be able to go out and do the things that they like to do, or do the things they used to do or like to do, you know, within their relationship. You know what I'm saying? I think you got to do that, you know. And I think that once, you know, people assume that, okay, I'm in this relationship, I can't do nothing anymore. Like, nah, that shouldn't be the case, you know. You should be able to do what you love without your partner. You need that. You need to do that.
Not all the time. I mean, you definitely have to
Not
hang out with your partner
time.
More than you hang out with your boys.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, I ain't saying consistent basis. No, I'm also like,
well,
don't just forget to, yeah, don't forget, you know, who you are. Don't forget your individuality. And a lot of people just throw that out the window. They'll think that, okay, I'm in a relationship, no more me. You know, that's it. No, that ain't the case. Please don't do that. That's how relationships start. Because they just get tired.
You're right. Does it bother you when a woman feels that she doesn't have to keep herself up because she already has you? She doesn't have to dress up, hair's not done, feet looking crazy, nails all, nail polish all chipped. Does that bother you?
I don't know. I think, as long as she's not good.
Was that just considered natural?
If she's working, you know, she's maintaining the household, she's working. You know, shit, she's tired. You know, we tired. Again, you know, it just all comes with, you know, the compromise and understanding of, you know, of this world. You know what I'm saying? The shit we go through when we step outside our house. You know what I'm saying? So
all right, wait. Do you stay well groomed, smelling good?
Oh, I don't always smell good. I'm not a stink dude. You know what I mean? No, I'm not a stink dude.
Are you well groomed?
Well, you run around here looking like a grizzly bear. Well, you know, sometimes I've been needing a haircut. Like, I need a haircut now.
Right.
But I'm clean. You know what I mean? I'm clean and my clothes are clean. I don't step out the house looking like a bum or nothing. You know what I'm saying? You know, I take care of myself. You know what I'm saying? So I'm never to the point where, you know, I just disregard myself and look bummy. You know, if I had a significant other, if she was looking, she just disregarded herself totally. Like, you know, I mean, like, she even smelled bad.
All right, let me rephrase the question. Would it be a problem if every time you guys went out, she looked like she was running to the store to get some milk?
No, that's a problem. That's a problem. I mean, we're not going to do that. We're going out. You know what I mean? We're going out as a couple. We, when we go out, we represent us. We represent our household. So when we go out, we got to look the part. We got to look good. You know what I'm saying? We got to look good. So if you ain't looking good, then baby. This ain't, don't change it. You're not going to wear sweatpants. You know what I'm saying? I mean, not that.
Why not?
You know
she can't wear sweatpants with Juicy across the booty?
No. Not with me. That's high school. We not, we 47 years old, you know what I mean? Nah, you do that with your dad and stuff, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, once in a while, you know what I'm saying? We're going out to get a quick bite, eat a sub or whatever, you got the sweatpants, so I ain't going to make you change into the whales or nothing. Nah, but if we going out, you know, like a double date or a friend invited us over or something to go hang out or whatever, then you're not going to be wearing no sweats in the teeth. You know what I'm saying? You want tight jeans and some nice blouse.
All right. Give me one second here. I would like to welcome Rel, the Black Dr. Phil, to the show.
Yeah. That's what's up. That's what's up. Am I fired?
Phil, I'm so happy to hear your voice, brother.
I'm happy to hear yours too. And trust me, I'm
going down. I'm glad you came on.
I kind of listened in here and there. I hear y'all going back and forth. I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on here? They laughing and kikiing and giggling and shit. What the hell?
Oh, snap.
I'm like,
oh, my God.
It's some undertone here. I was listening like the last 15 minutes. So I'm like, wait a minute. I ain't even get past 10. I'm like, wait, what's going on? I thought I was fired for a minute.
Wow. Okay. It's time to ask you some questions,
yeah. Yeah, ask me some questions. I'm sorry for my tardiness, but ask me some questions. I'm ready. I miss my family.
Are you ready? Well, thank goodness. It's nice for you to join us, sir. Well, I would like to thank you for being interviewed, Johnny. I'd like to thank you for sharing your info with the ladies and gentlemen.
No doubt.
Again, thanks for tuning in.
All right. I'm here.
Oh, so what's going on, Phil? What's going on?
Yo, I got put it like this. I don't miss this show for nothing. But tonight, I had to miss it. I got a job. So that's what made me think. I got a job.
Lord,
I'm so happy.
Mercy.
Yeah, I'll give you some details later, but the reason why I'm not here is because the interview went a lot longer than I thought it was, and I got hired on the spot, basically. So I am ecstatic right now. So sorry I'm late, but you're going to get a job. I had to wait for this. Sure, I might not have been on the next couple of Wednesdays if I ain't getting no income coming.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm just going to go in on you right now.
All right.
Just like I went in on Johnny.
Okay.
Let's see here. What do I want to ask you? What's considering trying too hard when it comes to trying to make someone happy?
What is considered trying too hard?
Yes.
Ooh. What is considered trying too hard when you're trying to make someone happy? Anything that could be a detriment to yourself. You know, so if you're trying to make someone happy and you're sacrificing your happiness or your money or your sanity or anything that makes you happy, that's definitely going too far. You know, that's definitely going too far. You know, and I think that's really the basis of it. I mean, I can go into more examples, but I think the main thing is anything that you know, causes negativity on you or, you know, hinders you from doing something or anything of that nature, you have to be happy with yourself first. And if you sacrifice them just to make someone else happy, eventually it's going to blow up, you know.
Right, I agree.
So,
is it a turn on when a woman can kick back and watch the game with you? I mean, with her being genuinely interested in the sport.
Honestly, interested or not, it's sexy to me. If you could kick back and watch a game with me, the whole game? Oh, that's sexy. That's sexy. Now, if we watching football, and you could, like, give me some head on every touchdown? Lord, you're a keeper right there.
What?
That is the best right there.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
You never played a touchdown game? Yeah, you never played that game before?
Absolutely not.
You
got to
play that. You got to get with your guy, and you got to watch a football game, and you got to pick teams. You know, you pick each team at the beginning of the game, and as the game go on, and if your team score, you got to give you head right as they score before the extra point, before they go for the extra point. And the same thing vice versa. Try it. The head game. NFL.com.
Sounds very interesting. interesting. All right, so let's talk a little bit about men and their needs to feel appreciated, accepted, and needed. Do men have to feel needed?
I wouldn't say men have to feel needed, but they have to feel alpha. They have to feel like they the man, even if they're not. They have to feel like they the man. So I won't say need it, but you want to feel like it's your kingdom, it's your domain. You're the king, you're the man, you're the alpha, you make the decisions, that type of thing. I think men need that. I think the best women out there are women who know they wear the pants, but they man swear they wear the pants and don't even know. Those are the best women.
Right.
Because they know not to put their man out there like that. The man is used, that guy is usually a good guy, too. Like, that usually works out. A situation where the man don't really wear the pants he thinks he do, and the woman do, and she allows that thought process, and even to the public, those are some of the best relationships.
Those are some of the best relationships.
But you have some women who refuse to give to give that power or to have him thinking that he has control.
Right. And that's
although
always
she does.
Right. Right. And in my
she
opinion.
She doesn't want him to think he does.
Right. And in my opinion, relationships like that eventually will blow up. You know, maybe not right away. Maybe you're happy now. Maybe you've been together 10 years. But eventually that will blow up because a man is naturally chemically made up that way. We can't help it. You know, it's natural that way. One day he's just going to, his ego is going to have him not wanting to do it. He's going to go somewhere where he feels like he is the king, you know?
Right. I've seen it happen.
Yep. Absolutely.
I've definitely seen it happen. So how do you greet your mate? A smile, a hug, a kiss, or, you know, the head nod?
I'm palming that ass. That's what I'm doing. I'm popping that ass on site, right there in public, all that. I'm grabbing, I'm putting the finger all in between the crack and everything. I'm making her go, stop. Why are you doing, you know what I mean? I'm doing a nasty, sloppy.
Oh, my goodness.
That's how I do it. Women love that, man. They love that, you know? So I do that, and I do a kiss, too. Like, usually... Man, now that I think about it, yeah, it's the kiss on the cheek and the butt grab. That's normally what I do, kiss on the cheek and the butt grab. You know, and when you asked that question, I just thought about it. I'm just thinking about any of my past relationships or anything, you know, more recent, and I kiss on the cheek a lot. And I'm wondering why I don't kiss on the lips.
Okay, so let me, wait. You kiss on the cheek, you kiss your mate on the cheek, right? That's how you say
yeah.
You kiss your mate?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you kiss your mate on the cheek, how do you greet your female friend?
Oh, what's up? Fist bump.
So, okay,
fist
so you don't
bump.
Kiss
maybe
them on the
a
cheek.
Hug.
So it's a,
maybe.
Okay.
I see where you're going with this. And at times I do a female friend with kiss on the cheek. I think me kissing my spouse on the cheek has more so to do with just a natural progression, and most women I've been with aren't really much fans of public affection, and neither am I. So I think the cheek is just more of a natural thing where it's not necessarily considered, you know, get a room, you know what I mean? That type of thing. And I think that women I've been with have been appreciative of that. And I think there's a difference between my kiss on the cheek with my mate and my kiss on the cheek with a regular, you know, female friend. The number one thing is my hand is not on your ass when I'm kissing with my lips on your cheek.
Right, but it's the kiss that I would be, I know that if my partner greeted me, he walked into a room, I had this issue with someone that I dated. I want to say it was about, it was some time ago, like over 10 years ago.
Right.
We didn't even greet each other with a kiss. It was just, you know, hey, how you doing, whatever. But we were somewhere and he entered the room and he gave everybody a kiss on the cheek, including me. I was the last person that he kissed, and I felt that he had a thing for one of the women in the room, and he wanted to kiss her on the cheek, but he had to give everyone else a kiss because it would look suspicious, which he did. And then you gave me a kiss on my cheek the same way that you greeted every other woman in the room. I had a problem with that.
I see why you do. This is what he should have.
And I was right with my I was right with my suspicion.
Oh, yeah, he messed that up.
That was just super obvious to me.
Yeah, I agree with you 100% on that. That was foul. What he should have done was he should have definitely kissed you first on the cheek. That, what? What? See,
I mean, I was on the other side of the room, but I don't give a good goddamn.
It don't matter.
If you're going to walk into a room and greet people,
Right. You greet me first, and then you go ahead and spread the love.
Exactly. That's what I would have did. I would have greeted you first, then spread the love. And another thing I want to, you know, because I've done that before, exactly what you just described. I gave a kiss on the cheek to everyone, including my mate. But the things I did different was I gave my mate a kiss first on the cheek, and it was very clear to everyone in the room who my mate was before I kissed it. You know what I'm saying? It was no, I made it known, like, as I'm kissing you, baby, you want something from the kitchen as I'm moving over here to, oh, what's your name? And you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You got to make it known, fellas. You got to, like, yeah, you that kissing other people.
Well,
first, are you kidding me?
The crazy thing was, everybody knew that we were in a relationship, including the person, the female,
right,
that he really wanted
right
to kiss. And everybody knew that I said something about it because it was obvious.
Right.
So I didn't say something about, you know, who he really wanted to kiss or whatever, but I let it be known that, you know, you don't come at me last. Are you crazy?
Yeah. That's
like that. Yeah. Has your idea of happiness changed over time?
Absolutely. I used to be, I mean, I think just like anyone, you, as you get older and mature, you realize what's meaningful in life, you know. You know, for a long time, I was thinking, you know, in a relationship, you know, we have to be able to, you know, we gotta have money and we gotta be able to do that. You know, we live in America, so everything costs money, you know. But I think that I used to focus too much on the finances of myself and my mate in the past. And as I got older, I just stopped worrying about the finances and just said, you know, you got an income, pay your bills. You ain't got nothing extra, you won't got nothing extra. But one another's time, it is a plus when you can wake up in the morning next to the same person every day and not feel annoyed. That is such a good feeling, you know. Sometimes it gets lonely waking up by yourself, male or female. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm the type of guy that I've been in relationships basically my whole life. So I don't know how to be by myself, really. So when I am by myself, I be by myself. Like, lost. Like, if they put a camera on me, you'll be like, why are you standing in the middle of the room for 2 hours? Just not doing nothing, just standing there. Because I'm not used to I'm used to somebody being there and how was your day? And, you know, how did you do with, you know, anything? You know, is the car running? You need me to change the oil? What's for dinner? You know, that type of thing. I yearn for that. You know, I like that. And I think for me, that's happiness. Broke, rich, or whatever, just having someone for me that I could be myself around at all times. You know,
that's
especially
priceless,
in business,
definitely.
Yeah, you know, I put out a lot of what's the word? I'm not gonna say I'm not myself around a lot of people, but I'm a very private person, and I strategically handle people certain ways depending on what our relationship is. And I do that with everyone in my life, from business to social to friends to whatever. But I need that one person at home that I could just let my hair down, you know, and just be who I am, you know, because I'm always, you know, suspicious or other people or, you know. Just,
right.
I can't even explain it in words, but I need that sense of security that someone has my back if shit hits the fan.
Mm-hmm. I can relate, and I definitely understand. I definitely agree with you and understand what you mean by that. Definitely someone that just gets you. Like you said, that you can be yourself around. You can be silly. You can be goofy, and they get it.
Right. You'll be surprised the different women I've dated over my life. Once we got into a relationship, they were like, you talk so much. Damn, like when I first met you, you was quiet as shit. Now that we together, Jesus, would you shut up? Like, baby, like, damn, I thought I had the quiet little dark-skinned chocolate dude in the corner. You was looking all fly. You wasn't saying nothing to nobody. Now that I got you, you just won't shut up. I'm trying to go to sleep. Can you please stop telling me about your comedy show and your artist and your this and your that? I don't want to hear that shit no more. You know what I'm saying? So, that's how my relationships usually go. You know, I let my head down and I just wear my emotions on my sleeve. So,
got it.
And that got me thinking about relationships. When you have the Black Dr. Phil dating show, that's what we need to get popping. I'm dry here. July 4th, I went and passed. Ain't nothing happened. All that shit I was talking for 6 months. Ain't a damn thing happened on July 4th.
But... Well, we got to bring this show to a close, y'all. I'm sorry I was late again, but I had to get this job. Yeah, it's a jobby job. So that's why I was late. But make sure y'all follow us on Twitter at SheIsIncredible, at @TheBlack_DrPhil. Facebook, the Art of Intimacy Show fan page. You can also hashtag AOI Talk Show and find us. Hashtag AOI Talk Show Instagram. You can find us there. All social media. That's the hashtag AOI Talk Show.
Right. Right, right, right. And for topic and show ideas, you can email us at theartofintimacyshow@gmail.com. We are here each and every Wednesday at 9:30 p.m. And we'd like to thank everyone who's tuned in. Have a good night.
Good night.
Unforgettable, Open your mind, take in all of the delectables. Topics ranging from marriage to politics.
Word up.
Only the grown and mature can handle this.
Please,
they gon' change it from blog talk to hot talk.
Yeah,
real talk, real response, non-stop. Only talk radio keeps it moving.
Yeah.
Wednesdays, 9:30 p.m. Please tune in.
Well,
in the beautiful. It's incredible.
It's incredible.
You hear it?